This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As the global spectacle known as the 2016 Summer Olympic Games gets going down in Rio, a story now about one of the more unsavory businesses that can thrive at big events like that. Human trafficking. Doesn't even have to be as big a stage as the Olympics either. Could be conventions, trade shows, big games, any place with a lot of people and hotels nearby. But events companies and hotel chains have taken note and are starting to help. Quick thought here before Ashley Milne-Tite gets going. There is nothing graphic coming in this story, but it's not necessarily a piece for kids. Here's Ashley.
Betsy Soltysiak works for an event management company just outside St. Louis. Today, she's addressing a room full of people about sex trafficking.
Okay, what other events are we talking about? This one's coming up.
Olympics.
Okay. This is a trafficking awareness training. Soltysiak is talking about events traffickers could flock to.
Of course, the World Series. Who would think? It's baseball, hot dogs, Cracker Jack.
Soltysiak's boss, Marriott's Global Events President David Peckinpah, had never thought about it either. He says until a few years ago, he'd always assumed kids being sold for sex. That kind of seamy stuff went on overseas. Then he began to do some digging.
As I started researching, the very first article and picture that I stumbled upon was a young girl being trafficked out of a hotel in St. Louis, and you could see the St. Louis Arch in the background.
He wanted to help stop a practice he'd had no idea was taking place in his backyard. He knew he and his employees could help because so much of their meeting and event work takes place in hotels, and that's where a lot of trafficking happens, right under the noses of guests and staff.
There were definitely times where somebody could have noticed that there was something not right and made a call while I was being trafficked.
Savannah Sanders is 31 now. When she was 16, after years of abuse, she ended up being trafficked by a guy she met in a nightclub. She knew never to speak or make eye contact with others if she and her pimp were in public.
I do feel like the times that we stayed at a hotel, those were the instances that somebody had a chance to see me.
Today, she's a victim's advocate. She helps train hotel staff to spot signs of trafficking. She says if a man comes in with a young person who looks away, who doesn't talk, that's a potential sign. Or maybe a man checks in with documentation but has none for the teen who's with him. She says people may think this stuff doesn't happen at nicer establishments.
That's not true. A big resort that we were working with, we provided all of their 300 staff with training. And a week later, they had made 7 reports to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. And it was a 5-diamond resort.
Now, at some hotels, traffickers may be slipping money to staff to turn a blind eye. But in the past few years, many hotel chains from Hampton Inn to Hyatt International have signed up to something called the Code. That's when companies pledge to train their staff to recognize warning signs and promise to report anything iffy. Uber is one of the latest companies to sign up. Brigitte Witt is Global Head of Corporate Responsibility for Hyatt Hotels. She says outsiders first raised the topic.
We had a group of socially responsible investors that were really looking at the hospitality industry as an area of a potential intersection with human trafficking.
She says the company has now trained 55,000 staff all over the world. But one thing neither Hyatt nor any other hotel I spoke to would discuss was whether the training had had results. Companies are happy to say they're doing the right thing. They will not go so far as to admit a trafficking incident has taken place on their turf. Michelle Gelbart directs private sector engagement for ECPAT USA, a nonprofit with a mission to end child sexual exploitation.
I've been working at ECPAT for 6 years now, and I used to hit up companies all the time, and they didn't want to talk about this issue. They did not want to associate themselves with this issue.
Nowadays, they're actually calling her. Her next hope? That regular travelers will press the companies they use to combat trafficking.
And so when more people travel based on social responsibility for human rights, we're going to see a lot more companies who will focus on human rights.
At the very least, they won't hang up the phone. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.